This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, February 21st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. CDFA hit by cyber attack, another organic ag bill, beekeeping losses, and CEO's warning on fertilizer tariffs. CDFA suffered a cyber attack and is vulnerable to more. Last March, a cyber attack struck CDFA, exposing passwords and other personal information about website users. The department rushed to set up a firewall to prevent further attacks, but its outdated IT system still needs a permanent fix. Security audits over the years have found, quote, a significant number of issues, according to a budget document. California Department of Food and Agriculture anticipates the current surge in cybersecurity threats, quote, will undoubtedly result in increased hacking attempts and exposure of protected data within CDFA systems. The department warns that without continuous monitoring and response, it's almost certain that after-hours cyber attacks will go unnoticed and/or unaddressed in a timely fashion. More attacks will result in more data breaches and service outages for critical food and agriculture functions and responsibilities, and decimating public trust in the department. The security gaps also put CDFA's peers, customers, and the public at unnecessary risk. The document notes that CDFA is responsible for food safety and combating invasive species while overseeing 11 laboratories and 16 border stations. Yet the department lacks the resources to hire contractors and resolve critical security vulnerabilities. That is why it is asking the legislature for $10 million through the state budget process. Marin County Progressive again advocates for organic ag. Assemblymember Damon Conley of San Rafael is again pushing CDFA to do more to support organic farmers. He has filed a measure to establish a grant program focused on easing the organic transition for farmers and ranchers. It would set aside a quarter of the funding for technical assistance and would also enable CDFA to fund conservation management plans for the transition. Remember, over the past 2 years, Conley has unsuccessfully pushed to consolidate reporting processes for organic producers, modernize the Public Health Department's registration and payment system for organic food processors, and prioritize organic practices in healthy soils grants. He has also sought to protect organic incentive funding from budget cuts and has been an ardent critic of the use of conventional pesticides like glyphosate. More than half of commercial beekeepers seeing losses, a new survey says. Commercial beekeeping operations in the U.S. have lost an average of 62% of their colonies since last June, with potential ramifications for pollination for nuts, fruits, vegetables, and other crops, according to results of a new survey by Project APIS-M. Roughly 1.1 million colonies face losses, with direct monetary impacts estimated at $224.8 million for beekeepers, that according to a press release. However, when adding lost income from almond pollination, the total is believed to exceed $428 million. Another $206.4 million is believed to represent colony loss rates not accounted for in the survey. Respondents include 702 beekeepers who are estimated to house roughly 68% of the nation's commercial bees, the release noted. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House tees up budget plan. The House is on track to debate the GOP massive budget blueprint next week. The House Rules Committee is scheduled Monday to prepare the budget resolution for floor action, although it's not yet clear that Republicans have nailed down the votes. House Speaker Mike Johnson reiterates to the Conservative Political Action Conference that one big bill, including tax cuts, as well as sweeping spending cuts, is the only way to go. It has to be by necessity because that gives us the highest probability of success, he said. The Senate prefers a two-step approach. Tariffs will hit U.S. farmers, Nutrien CEO says. U.S. farmers will pay higher prices for potash from Canada should President Trump impose tariffs on fertilizer and other goods exported from the United States' northern neighbor. On an earnings call yesterday, Nutrien CEO Ken Seitz noted that his company has been engaged in dialogues with lawmakers and officials in both Canada and the U.S. We continue just to emphasize how reliant the U.S. farmer is on something like Canadian potash, where Canadians supply over 80% of the market, he said. Seitz said the timing of potential tariffs is still up in the air. Trump has delayed tariffs on Mexico and Canada until March 4th after both countries highlighted efforts to bolster border security. But the president has said he expects additional concessions to further stave off tariffs. U.S. departments and agencies also have until April to submit reports evaluating U.S. trade policy and recommend additional actions. Meanwhile, a reciprocal tariff is also said to be under consideration. Senate Ag Democrat, USDA layoffs have intense impact for farm country. Senate Agriculture Committee member Tina Smith of Minnesota tells AgriPulse newsmakers she's concerned about how USDA will continue to provide producer services after the recent layoffs. The cuts, quote, seem to be just sort of willy-nilly without any thought or even any real understanding about what these different parts of the USDA do, Smith says. She says that firing staff who are nearly finished with training is a massive waste of resources. Newsmakers will be available later today at AgriPulse.com. Some money released. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said last night that USDA is releasing about $20 million in Inflation Reduction Act funding that had been paused pursuant to a Trump executive order. The funds tied to the contracts for the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, the Conservation Stewardship Program, and the Agriculture Conservation Easement Program. Rollins said the review of IRA funding is continuing. She claimed the Biden administration had allocated some IRA money, quote, to programs that had nothing to do with agriculture. Here's today's final word. Build the rail. Build the rail. That protesters at a Los Angeles press conference for Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. He joined state Republicans to announce an investigation into California's high-speed rail project for waste and mismanagement. President Donald Trump has vowed to withhold $4 billion in federal money for the project, as he did in his first term. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, February 21st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.